Yeah, come in. Oh, it's you. Finally. Do you know what time it is? Look, I let you on to the school newspaper because you told me that you were punctual, and at every single turn, you've proven me wrong. Do you know how important it is to run a successful college newspaper? No, it's a serious question. Do you? I would hope so. It is so important for the students to stay informed. Reading a newspaper is a great way to do that. College newspapers offer the opportunity to every student to sharpen their skills, gain professional experience, and not just check game scores. Fuck. Just shut up. Did you get what I asked you to get? Good. Let me see it. Shut up. We have a deadline in a few hours, okay? Look, I've been working on this specific story about this specific department for like 2 years, and you're the only person that could get the inside scoop, okay? Everybody wants to know what they're going to be doing with the new science building, okay? This is good. It's better than good, actually. I'm a bit shocked that you were able to get this. Well, now that you mention it, I really shouldn't be, because you are a nerd, aren't you? That's one of the only reasons I hired you. Okay, so, this is all of the writing. Cool. Do you have your USB? And then I'm going to need the tape that you recorded when you did the conversation. Yes. I'm going to type it out and put it in the article. Duh. Look, this newspaper is my life. I am a journalism major. This is what I do. I ask the hard questions. I get the hot scoops. I sent you to get that because you're a fucking nerd and you know everybody in the science department. Hand over your notes, hand over your USB, and especially hand me over that tape recorder. It's not even your property. It's my property. What? Who? You would not give her this story. You know that I'm editor-in-chief and she has been trying for over 6 months to take my position. Just because I'm good at what I do doesn't mean that somebody else can take my spot just because they're nice and also good at what I do. Jesus fucking Christ. Really? Okay. What do you want? Do you want money? Let me guess. You want tickets to the concert they're throwing over at the student union next month. Well, fucking hell, what do you want? Huh? Me? As if, nerd. I have a boyfriend, and trust me, it took him 3 years to get in my pants. I'm more focused on my career than boys or dicks. What did you say? It shows? Oh, I see what this is, right? You have something I want, and you think you hold some kind of power over me, right? What do you mean? No. Of course it wouldn't make a difference if she gets the story and I don't. But why would you do that? Because she's nice to you? Oh my God, you do realize that nice doesn't equate good. I might be a hard ass about shit, but it's because I care. And I care a lot about my school getting a great paper that they can benefit from. Now, The whole science department thing was my idea. They decided to do a new building, and then it never happened. And then they got more funding, and then it still didn't happen. Then they broke ground on it last year, and they started building. They got rid of a bunch of teachers and got new ones. You're one of the only kids who's been over into the new building while they're still finishing parts of it. You've met some of the new staff. I want to know about them. Everybody wants to know about them. And if you give the story to her, she's so much of a goody two-shoes, she'll cherry-pick everything. Okay, look. There's got to be something that we can do and come to an agreement on. One that doesn't debase my morals. What? What do you mean? In English, nerd, what do you mean you know all about me? What? Oh, shit. Fuck. Well, that's the last time I let anybody borrow my computer and not take my USB out of it. What exactly did you see? Look, I know that it doesn't look like something that I would be into. I wear Banana Republic, for Christ's sake. But don't you know that people have different lives behind closed doors? Exactly. Wait, what did you say? You have secrets, too. What, that you stay up and play Call of Duty with your friends when you should be studying? Oh. Oh. Oh, I had no idea. Why do you watch it? Look, it scratches an itch for me, okay? One that I don't meet on the regular, because if we're being honest, which I'm assuming you and I are about to become really great friends, he doesn't meet. So, there's that. You and me. Look, I know that I may be pretty green when it comes to all of this, but I have dabbled in it a bit, and I don't know. Yes, I do want the story. What? What are you going to do? Tell everybody about my USB drive? Oh. Well, I appreciate that. It's very decent of you. Look, I'll fool around with you, okay? But we have to make it quick because we have a deadline. And I will not miss this deadline. So, I want this story. I will give you something for it. What do you mean, something else? Okay, fine. I'll also stop riding your ass. There. Are you happy? Okay. All right. Well, let's get this over with. Take your cock out. Oh. Wow. You know, I've always thought that you were kind of cute. Don't tell anyone I said that. I have this whole ice queen thing going on, and I don't want people to know that I'm even the slightest bit mortal. But you are pretty cute. And now, I see you have such a nice cock. What? Mm-mm. No. I didn't swallow hard. Are you kidding? I have a little bit more composure than that. Well, are you going to come closer? Get on my knees? Shit. I didn't know that you could make your voice do that. Okay. One second. This is an expensive blazer and I'm not going to ruin it. Chill out. Just taking it off. Hey, easy. Okay. Wow. Fills my mouth really nicely. What? Did you say something? You know what? Hold any kind of talking or questions until we're done with this. I get a bit lost in everything that I'm doing and I can't really think so. Oh, bag. Your cock is really fucking nice. I love the way it feels in my mouth. Hey, what are you doing? Taking control? I don't think we could. Oh, shit. No, I'm fine. I forgot how much. Choking on a cock makes me a bit thoughtless. No, that's not the right word. Doesn't matter. You can put your hand on my head and pull me down if you want. Wow. Oh, you're really good at controlling that. Are you like that? Let me suck your cock like this. Huh? What do you mean I'm acting different? I'm just enjoying the moment. Don't make it weird. Besides, don't you like having a girl sucking your cock who knows what she's doing? Of my throat like that. I can feel my pussy twitch. I can't say anything with your cock lodged in the back of my throat. Ah! be your little cum slut. Very happy. Focused on what's going on right now. You like getting me in the face with your cock. I should have probably mentioned that. I kind of. Have this thing about going brainless when someone fucks my face. I didn't expect you to be this good. Wait, you didn't come yet. No, you're right. I am really fucking wet right now. Julie, I want your cock inside all of my holes. Are you gonna do that for me? Oh, stand up. Okay. What do you want me to do now? Lean up against the desk? And show you my pussy? Okay. Let me just lift my skirt. Wow. Oh, you put your fingers right on me. Oh, yes, sir. I am a slut. That's why I'm not wearing any panties. I was telling the truth about getting your cock down my throat. It just makes me so trippy. Now the only thing I can think about is what you'll feel like stretching out my tight, wet little holes. Please put your fingers inside of my little fuck hole. Yeah, please, sir. Yeah. Please. Yeah. No, I am. I'm just a silly, brainless little cock sleeve. And all I can think about is having your cock inside of my pussy. Will you please put your fingers inside of me? Yeah. Yes, sir. I am just a dumb little bitch and he could probably come for me spanking my pussy like that. yes, sir. I can hear how wet it is. yes.
being such a bitch about deadlines. Especially when you're not even late. Yes. Yeah. I just wanna come over. Can I please come on your fingers? Please. Yeah. Just a needy little slut. I do best when I'm full at both ends. Why'd you stop? Turning me around. Yes. I do want to be a good little fuckhole for you. Yeah. You're a little fuck toy. Yeah. Yeah. You want me to hold myself open for you? Yeah. Show you both of my slutty little holes. Yeah. See how wet and tight my pussy is. Now pink and tight. My asshole is just begging for you to fuck it too. Please, I want your cock inside of me so bad. What? Do I want it bad enough to bark? Well, that's what you want me to do. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I'll be a good little puppy if that's what you want me to do. Just really need you to fill me up, please. Yes, sir. I can feel my wetness dripping down my thighs. It's so humiliating. I know that you've barely had to do anything to get me so turned on, but that really is my deepest, darkest secret. I'm such a fucking cock slut. Please. I feel your cock at my entrance. Please fuck me from behind. Yeah. Fuck me like I'm your good little puppy. Yeah. I'll do anything. Yes. Yes. I am. I'm a cock drunk little slut. Yeah. I'm your fuck doll, sir. Yeah. Please. Please. I won't ever call you a nerd again. Just let me have the rest of your cock. You're halfway inside of me and I need it. Please. Your cock is so perfect. All of you is perfect. Your entire body is just amazing. Yeah. I love having you ball deep inside of me. Turning me into a brainless little fuck slut. Yeah. waiting for you because you're the only boy I met that knows everything that I want. I think I would fall over if you stopped holding me up. I don't think I've ever come that hard before. No, oh, fuck the paper. I'll do it in a few minutes. Oh, fuck. You know, if there's one thing I've wanted more than being a serious journalist, it's being someone's slutty little cum dump. And right now, I've reached that aspiration. I don't really care what else happens. Yeah. I promise. You can do whatever you want. Just, you have to keep fucking me like that. Promise. Yeah. No, I meant it. You are really cute.